Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Fake News, kids. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. We'll start off with a little house cleaning at the top. YouTube has obviously not been great to us for 7 years. Half our video shows are moving over to Patreon at Drinkin' Bros Podcast on Patreon starting next week. Audio will be free as always, and it's simply because nobody's getting notifications. Patreon does, and they're actually able to keep the lights on here. You know, we've talked about this throughout the week. This will be one of our last weeks on there. Fake news will actually stay on YouTube, but the rest of the video shows and all that stuff will pretty much be gone. We can only fight with them for so long. So it's one of those things where it's like, hey, man, we got employees and all that other stuff to pay, and we got to keep the lights on, so we have to do it. Papa Giorgio, how can everybody?
Well, Ross, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to cut you off, because okay, it's that time of every show where I have to announce all the people who hit the $50 or the $75 tier.
And they subscribe what, for the year?
Yeah, some of them for the year, some of them just per month. You can do either, but Tim Torpel, Cameron Berryhill, Larry Kettle, of course, my big man Dan Ray.
Yeah,
Noah Barta. What was it? Is it Rogel? Rogel?
I always say Rogel. I've always said Rogel Hamilton.
Mr. Hamilton.
It's definitely not that.
Rogel. Rogel sounds, it's a strong name and it's firm. Rogel.
Rogel is how you say it. It's very obvious that's how you say
it. I'm not going to remember that for Monday. But
I lean with you. It's Rogel, dude. It's Rogel forever.
Matt McKinley and Travis Adams. Thank all of you for supporting our like higher tiers. And I'm just going to interrupt the show sometimes and shout you guys out. So,
and we appreciate it. Again, that's how we can have like a professional production and all that stuff. Audio is always free. However, though, something interesting happened yesterday, and we were getting tagged in this, where they're like, hey, dude, some of the ads are not read by you guys. Some of the new format for audio, and this is pretty much all the platforms, so they are paying us for that, by the way, but they would prefer that they kind of clip them in like 15-second ads rather than hearing our lovely voices read them, and we don't mind that at all. It's kind of less invasive, too. So if they end up switching to that, that's fine as well. I don't really care.
It's shorter, so it isn't
very short,
as big of a fucking interruption in the middle of the show.
Yeah. What I find hilarious about it, though, I don't mind it either, is that they kind of insert, you know, in the middle somewhere. Mm. Same as a normal show, except they're usually read by us. But they definitely don't listen to the show, and it's AI.
Yeah,
so it was a fucking awesome one, and this is going to be constant comedy now forever.
For the users out there, how it works is they have an algorithm that tracks the audio balance through the show, and when there's periods of quiet, like for a second or two, they think that's a gap in the conversation, and the AI knows automatically to insert an ad there. What they don't know is that we just finished talking about some horrible shit.
Oh, dude, the one we got texted today was Jared was talking about lighting somebody on fire on Friday, and then they were like, "Hey, are you depressed? Are you feeling down? You should go to whatever the website is." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, this is great." So that's only going to add to the comedy of the show. But we were tagged, and they were like, "Hey, no free ads. They're not free. They're paying us. They're just asking us not to read the ads." Which also makes me think, were they just saying, "Hey, guys, we're tired of hearing you talk about Casey Anthony in the ad reads"? I don't know. Either way, we're fine with it.
Maybe Casey and Anthony hilarious. Owns the company and she's tired of us talking about her.
Yeah.
Because she's out there trying to rehabilitate her image now.
Who is?
Casey Anthony.
No.
Yeah, she's trying to have twins or something, she said.
Well, I know she said she wanted to have kids again, but I think the image is pretty much killed. There's no coming back from
just
that.
Just like the baby.
Yep. Yeah, no coming back from that for her. And probably not somebody who should ever have kids again. But I guess there's nothing you can do about that. She was found innocent.
She was found not guilty.
Right.
Which is not the same as being found innocent.
Well, she was not guilty of the charges that were presented against her, which is crazy to me.
You know, if you just lived out in the woods and never like came into town or anything, you could have and kill as many babies as you wanted to. Nobody would ever. It's not like you get a social security number at birth.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Like if you're just out in the middle of nowhere and shit kids out and then fucking throw them off a cliff. I'm not saying to do that, obviously. I'm just saying there's a life for her beyond society.
Sure.
And I think that's we should exile her. Because if she wants to behave that way, regardless of whether or not a jury finds her guilty or not, we should kick her out of society entirely.
Yeah, or just have her play for like the Brooklyn Nets or somebody like that, where it's just like, all right, we got two miserable people on that team. Let's just keep adding to the misery there and just have her like suit up for the Brooklyn Nets at the end of the bench.
Yeah, or have her be a crash test dummy.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be pretty dope.
It'd be great. Because then you got to imagine that, dude. Like, so let's say you did crash in a wall, just mm-hmm. like in the old school videos, right? And then they got to tape you up, do mm-hmm. the surgeries, everything. And then they're like, "Hey, Casey, sorry, man, you're healed."
Yeah, it's like you got to go.
But you got to go back out again.
They put that Dale Earnhardt helmet back on her and push her back into the car. Well, she's from Florida.
She is.
I don't know where Dale Earnhart's from. Probably Georgia.
He's from everywhere.
Bill Elliott, or colloquially known as
North Carolina.
Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, because he's from Dawsonville, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a North Carolinian. Bob?
So who's a good, as Jimmy Johnson isn't, is he's from Indiana or some shit, I think.
Yeah. Was he the Let's Rainbow see. Warrior?
No, that's.
Oh, that was Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. He's from, I think he's from Tennessee.
Yeah. All the guys are retiring. Kurt Busch is retiring this year. They're all gone, dude. All the fun ones are gone. We're losing NASCAR, and it's sad to me.
NASCAR drivers from Florida.
Remember, it was like Tom Petty and cowboy hats and like "fuck you, mom and dad" type shit. It was awesome.
Joe Nemechek
smoking heaters. We don't have any of that anymore. It's just kind of these people who grew up in simulators. You need the rednecks, the old school rednecks who are driving fucking go karts in the backyard on a homemade dirt track again. You need those guys. I don't feel like we have any of those guys. That's why NASCAR's dying. Oh, man. I miss Dale every day, dude.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of NASCAR, Brett in the chat brought it up. Bubba Wallace has been, I think, suspended.
For what?
I don't recall.
PEDs?
For purposefully wrecking someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He spun some dude out, yeah, on purpose.
Yeah.
But he probably should have been suspended for faking a hate crime.
Yeah, you know, they did a whole doc on Netflix about it. Nothing ever happened with that. It's weird. You know how much money was actually spent on that with the FBI agents and all that
like
shit?
Like 15
dude?
Or so million, was, I think.
Yes,
like that.
Yeah. To investigate a normal rope that you pull down a garage door with in NASCAR. Man, this goddamn country's getting weird, isn't it?
Mm.
Forever. And nobody says anything. Top of the show here. Oh, go to Drinker Bros Podcast on Patreon and subscribe. By the way, next week, most of the live shows will be on there. Same feed, same everything else. And you can comment. And then obviously audio is free. If you're having hard times out there, and we get it, dude. We get it. First up here, top of the show, Ukraine is officially a proxy war. Iran has promised to provide Russia with surface to surface missiles. I don't know what that is. What's the surface to surface missile?
Launched from the surface and intended to impact the surface.
Okay.
Then there's surface to air, which is
now that's the one I've always heard, right? That's the sexy one.
Well, I mean, it's just a different type of weapon system.
What is a surface to surface? So what does that mean exactly?
Like artillery?
Okay.
Right. That's kind of a surface to air would be an anti-air battery of gun or missile.
That's the sexy one.
Air to air is obviously
surface to surface doesn't really do it for me. Doesn't really move the ding dong.
It's kind of right there in the name.
Yeah,
what it is, surface to surface.
Kind of. I mean, if I slid you over some pancakes on a plate, that'd be surface to surface.
Sure,
kinda sucks. in addition to more drones, two senior Iranian officials and two Iranian diplomats told Reuters, a move that is likely to infuriate the United States and other Western powers. A deal was agreed on October 6th when Iran's first vice president, Mohammad Makhber. Are we going Makhber?
Who cares?
Ah, right?
This guy will be dead by the end of the week, probably.
Yeah, probably. Two senior officials from Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards and an official from the Supreme National Security Council visited Moscow for talks with Russia about the delivery of the weapons. The Russians had asked for more drones and those Iranian ballistic missiles with improved accuracy, particularly the Fatah and give me these words, bro. Zalgafar? What the fuck is that?
Zulfagar.
You bet, dude.
Maybe. I don't know.
Missiles family. So, I mean, look, breezing through this right now, if both sides are just asking for shit from all the other countries around the world, what is different than a World War III at this current moment?
You know, I guess the U.S. getting involved in world wars has always been like this. It began as them providing material support to their friends, I guess.
Yeah. And
vice versa. But the country of Ukraine, particularly from the central part to the east, is now just a proxy war between the West and Iran. That's really what it is.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is you know, the same thing that happened in Afghanistan back in the 80s, it's so fucking stupid.
And it just keeps going on and on and on and on.
Yeah, we keep doing the same shit over and over. Iran also sent some of their Shahed 136 drones and a bunch of drone operators to train the Russians on using. These are the kamikaze drones you've heard about.
Yeah, okay.
Ukraine's been shooting a bunch of them down the last couple of days, but some of them landed as well.
What does that do when they land exactly?
They blow up.
Okay.
Right? So you just fly them up next to something and detonate them, basically.
Like a bomb.
The same way they killed that fucking dick in Dallas, that Dallas shooter a couple years ago. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. Dude. Yeah.
But, you know, just to be clear, the Iranians don't give a fuck about Russia or Ukraine. Like, that's not, they don't care about that stuff. They care about giving arms to Russia so they can keep the U.S. engaged in a proxy war in Ukraine to drain us of our resources and our international standing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they care about. And they also care about strengthening the alliance with Russia as time goes on. Because what you're seeing right now are the battle lines being drawn, right? This is the teams are being selected for World War III right now.
Yeah.
That's what it is, basically.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
Man, if that happened, how far is Iran from Russia?
Not far.
Okay. I don't really know the geography over there all that well, but wouldn't we just go after Iran first and kind of nuke them out because their military is weak?
I mean, you know, what would be the fallout? I don't mean that as a pun, mm-hmm. because it's nuclear, but what would be... On the international stage, what would be the result of us nuking Iran? I mean, right now there's a revolution going on there.
Yeah, and that's why I bring this up, because I think the people would be fine with it. Actually, the Iranian people would be fine with it.
I don't know.
If we killed their leader and got rid of their government, doesn't it seem like there's something bigger happening over there that we don't really know about? Like, we're getting clips here and there from women, and men are starting to join these women. In this fight here that's been going on for, 3 weeks now, these protests?
They've been going on for 40 years, to be honest. But, yeah, this particular brand has been going on for the last couple of weeks. But it's, you have to ask yourself who. I think it's a bad idea to assume that the U.S. has anybody's best interest in mind, including the U.S. Right? What we'll see with the next story, especially, are how the top level military and intelligence commanders in the United States have systematically sold out our country over the past couple of decades.
Mm-hmm.
So ask yourself this question: how could somebody in that position benefit from there just being war all the time, but not here,
right?
Everywhere else, right? So what we know, a couple of things of the couple hundred billion dollars we've sent to Ukraine, 70% of it's never left the United States,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a pretty easy answer right there. And the next story after this will illustrate exactly how a lot of this money is being funneled into the hands of American generals and things like that. Generals, admirals, and former fucking National Security Agency officials, CIA officials, so on and so forth.
Yeah, we can get to it now. Next up, high-ranking officers sold out America. There was a new story that said more than 500 retired U.S. military personnel, including scores of generals and admirals, have taken lucrative jobs since 2015 working for foreign governments, mostly in countries known for human rights abuses and political repression. According to a Washington Post investigation, in Saudi Arabia, for example, 15 U.S. retired generals and admirals have worked as paid consultants for the defense ministry since 2016. The ministry is led by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. I don't like saying Salman. I like saying Salmon. Can we call him the Salmon King?
There's two A's, though.
So. Salmon. The kingdom's de facto ruler, who U.S. intelligence agencies say approved the 2018 killing of journalists. Khashoggi, dude, our boy, Khashoggi, a post-contributing columnist as part of a brutal crackdown on dissent. Saudi Arabia's paid advisors, man, I'm fucking Fetterman all day today. We were looking at those hump pictures, have included retired Marine General James L. Jones, a national security advisor to President Barack Obama, and retired Army General Keith Alexander, who led the National Security Agency under Obama and President George W. Bush, according to the documents obtained by the Post. There's a laundry list in here, D'Anthony.
Yeah,
of
so
all these guys.
A lot of other people have worked for the Saudis specifically. Primarily, these foreign countries they're working for are Middle Eastern countries. most of the retired U.S. personnel have worked as civilian contractors for either Saudi Arabia or the UAE, Dubai. That's where Dubai is, UAE. Mm-hmm. Trying to upgrade their militaries and things like that. Presumably because we want a local defense against Iranian state-sponsored terrorism, Hezbollah and such. But
the child Hezbollah?
No, Hezbollah is a terrorist organization.
All right, because I'm trying to make sure that little child doesn't get loose.
So most of the Middle East is Sunni, and Shia-dominated countries are limited to just Iraq and Iran. So this is all going on while gay people are being thrown off rooftops and Khashoggi gets murdered, all the other fucking dumb shit that goes on in Saudi Arabia, not to mention the fact that these are the people who flew planes into our fucking buildings, just to be clear about that. So Congress does permit retired troops as well as reservists to work for foreign governments if they first obtain approval from their branch of the armed forces and the State Department. The U.S. government has fought to keep the hiring secret. People have had to file not just FOIA requests, but lawsuits after the FOIA requests were repeatedly denied to get this information. They had, like, a federal judge had to order the United States government to release this information.
Really?
Yes.
That's fucking insane, man.
Yeah, there's all sorts of examples. Like the lead-in said, there's over 500 former U.S. personnel doing this. And the report shows that Congress is simply rubber stamping any application that comes through, as long as it's not to Russia, but even in some cases to Russia. like Kelly, right?
Uh-huh.
That was approved.
Really?
Yes.
I'm looking at some of the names here. I'll read off some of the highlights if you want. Some of the high-ranking military and intelligence officials who sold us out. James Mattis is on there. Where is he at?
He's currently working for a group of former secretaries of defense, or he's on the board of the company, and they provide material support for Saudi Arabia's military and UAE's military.
Great. Yep. Great.
The people, by the way, who are responsible for 9/11.
Yeah, and that's Mattis is helping those guys out. That's fun.
It's not just him.
No, I understand. James Jones, what's he doing?
He was a former national security advisor. So that's a cabinet level position.
Okay. And Saudis then, as well?
Yep.
Great.
UAE and Saudi, yeah. John Kelly, who...
He's the former chief of staff?
Yeah, the only one that they actually tried to fucking get in trouble for it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he was one of Trump's boys.
Right.
Charles Bolden, former fucking commander over at NASA.
Oh, yeah.
Charles Wald, he's a former commander of Eurocom. Michael Flynn, we all know that one. He was a former NSA National
Trump
Security
guy.
Advisor.
Yeah.
Yep. John Allen, a four-star general. Keith Alexander, former NSA director of the National Security Agency.
And he's former, Saudi, too?
I don't know which one he's involved in, but if you drill into this article, you can find it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Barbero, three-star general. Arlo Punaro, two-star general. John Doucette, one-star general. William Cohen, another former Secretary of Defense. For anybody that's keeping score, that's six cabinet-level military and intelligence commanders from the past two administrations being paid millions of dollars to strengthen the militaries of other countries, ones that have, by the way, within our lifetime, flown planes into our fucking buildings.
Yeah. Any salaries? Do they get a hold of the salaries here for what these guys are making?
Yeah, if you look on POGO, POGO.org,
okay.
The organization that did most of the investigating, it runs through a lot of the data, yeah.
So how much these guys are making per year?
It's hundreds. Well, so there's lower level people. A Navy SEAL took a job in UAE to teach their special operators. He makes about $250,000 a year. But typically a pilot or a helicopter pilot. Mechanics are making about $120,000 a year.
Okay.
Pilots are making like $250,000 to $250,000. And then that's on the enlisted side primarily. For the generals and admirals, their companies are pulling down like something like $20 to $100 million contracts.
Why are most of them for the UAE? There's a map that shows everything here.
Pop that up on screen.
And yeah. It's like, England, Saudi Arabia is a big cluster. What is this? Israel's a big cluster. There's a couple in Russia. And then this is all UAE.
And what does UAE encompass exactly? How many countries there?
It's just UAE is a country.
It is.
Okay.
That's where Dubai is.
So I'm trying to figure out why there then. Like, what's the...
They have so much fucking money.
They have a lot of money, and that's all it's really about.
Like, feel like they can't protect themselves, and they're trying to...
No, they don't have much of a military, no.
Okay.
But we're using them as a proxy against Iran, because it's Saudi Arabia, UAE, and then Iran. So that's part of it. But let's be really fucking clear what's happening here. You know, the UAE stuff is bad enough, because we're allowing a country in another part of the world that doesn't share our values... pay our fucking generals and admirals and our fucking intelligence commanders for their information. And Congress is approving it with a rubber fucking stamp. That's bad enough. But the Saudis financed and provided material support and personnel for 9/11. They did that.
Mm-hmm.
So we invaded Afghanistan and Iraq based on intelligence from the same guys who are over here selling our shit back to the fucking Middle East now. And now they're back over there. We solved nothing, by the way. We lose thousands more Americans. And now these motherfuckers are taking high-paying jobs to strengthen the Saudi military.
Yeah.
We should be dropping fucking bombs. We should have nuked Saudi Arabia on September 12th, 2011, or 2001. We should have nuked that fucking country right off the face of the earth. But instead, we have our fucking admirals, our entire fucking brass, right? Everybody at the upper echelon of the United States military and intelligence community is over there selling our shit back to them now and strengthening them instead of us.
Well, I heard James Jones, by the way, is actually playing for LIV Golf too. So it's kind of a onesie-twosie there, like, you know, he's double dipping. He's a scratch golfer, Delco.
Yeah, sorry, but also Aramco, which pretty much runs a lot of the finances for the Saudi government. It's, you know, the oil company boning us with OPEC right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And there's, you know, if you drill down into this article, you'll see that there's a couple of private military companies, PMCs in Saudi Arabia and the UAE that are owned locally. But they're actually subsidiary companies of American companies run by former secretaries of defense of the United States.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
So it's all of this forever has been about money.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
I'm surprised that they're doing it so brazenly and that Congress rubber stamped it and that nobody in a position to expose any of this ever took the opportunity. So if you're looking at the periods of time when Republicans were in charge, like the Trump administration or the Bush administration, where Republican there was a Republican Congress, they had when you have a majority in one of the houses of Congress, you have the chair position on that committee, so the Armed Services Committee or the Foreign Relations Committee or whatever it is, and at no point did any of these motherfuckers stop rubber stamping the request to go work for foreign governments by the top level, most red end people in our entire military and in intelligence community. Nobody did this.
Well, this is going to be awesome then, the way this all shakes out, you know? Pretty much in the future, everybody will just be working for the UAE, and that's kind of what it is because they have the most money.
They don't have the most money. They have a lot of money over
who
there.
Who does? Who would you say does?
The United States is the richest country in the world.
And why aren't we doing anything cool like
this? We can't even fucking feed our own people. What do you mean? We're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to fucking Ukraine, man, while we are in record inflation.
But that's important, Dan, because, you know, we actually care about nothing there, you know? Nothing.
I don't give a fuck about Ukraine.
No, nobody
or
does.
Anybody there.
Nobody does. Nobody cares. But as this keeps going back and forth like this, because wasn't it... was Putin with the guy from OPEC that you were talking about, Delco? Wasn't there a picture of the two of them there when they decided to cut this deal for the oil?
With Aramco. OPEC is just like the group of nations.
Right. Yeah. And they were making that deal together, and it was a fun handshake and all the things, and nobody gives a shit, apparently. What they do give a shit about is having a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They're everywhere over there. They're in all the hotels. That's not true. I have no idea. I don't believe they ship overseas, but they ship to every single state here. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros where you can get 30% off a mattress and two free luxury pillows right now. And it's a beautiful thing because the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. I love the pillows. I love all the products there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They got the cover right here. Boom. If you're doing butt stuff, good to go in that. They got the weighted blanket that'll help you sleep for 14 years. The sheets are amazing. They got this elastic that goes around the sheets. Kind of like a nice boxer brief. Just snuggles up on the mattress. Big fan of those. You can get 40% off the bundle package. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. So when you order those both at the same time, you get 40% off there. They've also got the split kings and queens. So in case one of you wants to go all the way up while the other one wants to sleep, they got the split kings there. So two different remote controls. You can control how you want to live your life while your partner sleeps, man or woman. We don't judge you here. And at the bottom of the screen, when you check out, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. And again, you can fill up that cart. It's high as it'll go. Ghostbed products and type in that promo code drinkingbros at checkout. And that'll get you 30% off of everything. Next up, RoboCop is here. I was waiting for this, dude.
Yeah, finally is here.
Finally here. Big fan of the movie. Waiting for a real live RoboCop to be walking around the streets. In a series of Zoom meetings this fall, the city of Oakland in California grappled with a question whose consequences could shape the future of American policing. Should cops be able to kill people with shotgun armed robots? Do we have a video of this or a picture of this? Because this one gets me all juiced up here. The back and forth between the Oakland Police Department and a civilian oversight body concluded with the police relinquishing their push for official language that would allow them to kill humans with robots under certain circumstances. Man, this is the end of times right here. There it is on screen.
So basically they take this and put a shotgun on it.
Oh, man.
What is essentially like a shotgun?
I know. Yeah. I know. That's fucking dope, dude. How do you stop that thing coming at you?
You move out of the way.
Stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Now, I think they have on some
but
of those...
But it'll shoot you going up the stairs.
Well, yeah, but some of those models have the rotational wheelbase. So it fucking... The wheels rotate like this, and it climbs the stairs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Hey, is there a video of this thing firing off some live rounds?
I've seen videos of these fucking robots trying to do like push-ups and stuff. I'm not afraid of them yet. We're not there yet.
Yet. I mean, but we're getting close, right?
Yeah, but you don't like it's the one individual robot versus you. Yeah, there's probably no reason to be afraid in a one-on-one confrontation, but when there's fucking 6,000 of these things patrolling the city,
dude,
all
you're
the time.
Fucked.
That's you the are difference. Fucked.
I mean, that's when shit gets real, when it's like, all right, you're cornered by 6 robots and they're lighting up your car.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyways, they were going back and forth. OPD was going back and forth with the Oakland City Council. And the Oakland City Council, to pass their budget, I believe, asked them to remove this part. But the Oakland police said, we'll remove it for now, but we're going to continue pressing this and we want this in the future, basically, right?
Yeah.
So let's see.
Well, I think you're just kind of getting ahead of what's probably coming, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, Susan Sarandon posted a video on her Twitter yesterday about the homeless encampments in Oakland.
Oh, really?
So even, like, the most liberal piece of shit on earth is like, all right, maybe we should
do something about this. Look, with this shit, like in Hollywood, they weren't ahead of the streaming thing at all. Mm. And so they got caught, because this is a budgetary thing, right? Because you're preparing for the future of what could possibly happen. I totally understand this, because I think this is a possibility. Mm-hmm. You know, not in the next couple of years, but maybe 5 to 10 for sure.
Well, so the Oakland Police Commission wanted to, they want rules on the books to govern the use of military grade police equipment, whatever it happens to be, right?
Yeah.
So one of these piece of equipment is a gun shaped, quote, percussion actuated non-electric disruptor.
Whoa.
Which is a tool that bomb squads use. The pan disruptor affixes to a robot and directs an explosive force, typically a blank shotgun shell or pressurized water, at suspected bombs while human operators remain at a safe distance. So it's made to detonate the bomb.
Yeah.
So basically it's a shotgun barrel secured to an 800-pound Roomba on tank treads.
Now we're talking, brother.
So Jennifer Tu, a fellow with the American Friends Service Committee. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, sounds, big fan of their work.
It sounds ominous. And she's a member of the Oakland Police Commission Subcommittee on Militarized Policing. Asked, can a live round physically go in? And what happens if a live round goes in? And the representative from the police says, yes, physically a live round can go in. Absolutely. And you'd be getting a shotgun round.
There you go.
So the OPD basically said, the OPD ended their part of the statement by saying they would only use this in an emergency. Now, what could go wrong allowing the state a new weapon, which they say they're only going to use in an emergency?
Oh, so good, dude.
This is literally the fucking beginning of RoboCop.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
thought it would be Oakland instead of Detroit, too? I mean, Oakland sucks, but Detroit's always been worse.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you immediately think of, all right, the first riot to go down, instead of sending the police out there, send this fucking thing.
Yeah, they're just going to send shotguns with beanbag rounds out and just start fucking pelting people.
Why not?
I mean, look.
It'd be precise.
It'd be funny.
It'd be hilarious, yeah. Dude. And would you fuck with a robot? If you saw one of those things coming at you, I'd back the fuck up real quick.
No, I'm going full fucking ham on that thing.
Me? No.
I think the only defense we as a society have against this kind of stuff is to tear these things to fucking pieces every time we see them.
Yeah, I mean, you have to fucking shoot them, blow them up.
Yeah.
Do you have that homeless video, Bob?
I have the homeless video. I also had an important RoboCop video to share.
Is it one that the audience is going to be able to see? Or
Is it his dick? Is it RoboCop's dick?
Yeah, no, there are dicks, though.
Okay. Are we allowed to see it?
I don't know. They're fake dicks, but they're dicks.
Let's show me first. I think I've seen this video. Is this where he's blasting off? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. This is one of my favorite videos.
This is one of the greatest things ever made.
Yeah. Is this the video game?
I don't think we can show it because it's just blasting off penises over and over and over again, right? This is the one where, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the funniest thing I've ever
seen.
It's
the best, but we
can't show it. All right.
As soon as they start blasting off dicks, yeah, we couldn't
show
this.
We can watch it, though.
Sure. Sure.
Maybe that's the first thing we watch on Patreon.
Patreon, exactly. Yeah. Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. Sign up for the year. Help save our production here. Show me this homeless thing.
Okay.
For Susan Sarandon. She took this with her own phone, it looks like.
It looks like it's from a TikTok and she posted it.
Oh, all right.
Because it's from TikTok at Quarantined Boredom One. Whatever the fuck. That's probably not her.
Sure. If you're still quarantined now, you may want to fucking look into growing a pair of balls or something.
Well, might want to look into another country. God. Play this thing. So where is this, Dan? Do you know where this is? You used to live there, right?
Yeah. This looks like West. All right, actually kind of looks like Fruitvale, actually.
Holy shit. So this is, look, it's very similar to L.A. There's a lot of spots in L.A. that were starting to get like this on the sides of the freeway.
Wow. Shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is nuts.
That motherfucker had like a multi-level.
Oh, yeah. He had a three-story
He's king.
Box, dude. He's king of
this
the homeless.
This is Mad Max. Can you run this back? I don't watch this again.
Fucking wild. Yeah, go ahead. Look at this shit.
Look, it just keeps going.
I know. Hey, dude, there's stretches of L.A. that are like this.
When does the big structure start?
Right there.
Right there. Right, look at that.
No, there's a bigger one.
I know, but that's a bigger structure.
Look at how big this is.
It's here.
Oh, there it is. There's the two-story one. I mean, that took dedication.
This is a literal Hooverville.
Yeah. I mean, that's a two-story homeless.
Now, do they all connect on the inside?
Building.
This is what you can't, or what you pretty much build at a festival where you camp.
Exactly. And by the way, Delco, a lot of the people in L.A., because there's a bridge up going up into the Hollywood Hills. On shit.
This is a two-story home.
It's a two-story
home.
This
right here is literally two stories.
It actually kind of looks like a two-story duplex, doesn't it?
Yeah, in Hawaii goes for $750,000.
Oh, yeah. In Austin? Yeah. Dude. But the one in up by, shit, I can't remember the name of the street in Hollywood Hills, but it's underneath an overpass. The dudes that are camping out there building this shit look like they were at a festival. Some of them don't even look homeless.
I don't know if you want to be slinging that kind of drip out in public when you're homeless like that. Because how do you, you can't go anywhere. You can't, that's all your stuff is there and there's no way to secure it.
At this point, that is a taxable residence.
Yeah, well, I think we need to send the sheriff of Nottingham down there.
What if they just have Simply Safe?
I've always said that I wanted to do an HOA for homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And just show up and start enforcing rules and stuff like, hey, cut that fucking grass.
Yeah.
No
music after 9.
We only wear two coats outside of our primary coat. You've got three coats on, you little bitch. It's not even that cold yet.
You have
yet.
Too many shopping carts. You're making it look trashy.
Yeah, this shit's getting wild, though, man. L.A. is like that. San Francisco's like that. Oakland is like that. It's getting worse and worse there.
My favorite part of it, though, is how all these fucking progressives are bellyaching about it now. Like, dude, we tried to tell you that you can't just let people do drugs in public. You can't let people inject heroin into their body right out in public and not do anything about it. You can't let them sleep on the stoop in front of people's homes and not do anything about it.
But the fucked up thing is, we're 18 days away from midterms here at this point. They'll vote for the same people. Newsom will win again. All of them will win again. Even the guy, there's a L.A. mayor. Have you heard about this guy? He's got a shit ton of money, and he flipped to become a Democrat just to try to win to be the mayor of L.A., and they don't really know what to do because there's a lot of people that want to vote for this guy because they know he wants to clean up the city and get rid of the homelessness and shit, and they're like, oh, what do we do there? Pull up the guy. I'll tell you who it is who's running for mayor of L.A., Belinsky, Matt
Caruso,
Belinsky.
Caruso, maybe?
Yes. Rick. Is it Rick Caruso? Belinsky posts about him all the time. I don't live there anymore, so I'm not really involved in that race. But this is the guy that everybody's torn over.
Rick Caruso.
It is Rick Caruso. Okay. So yeah, this is the guy that everybody's torn over where it's like, shit, what do we do? Because he is kind of running as a Democrat, but he's also super rich Republican and then switched and he wants to get rid of homelessness, but then that'll fucking, you know, then we don't seem sympathetic.
There's 125 veterans running for Congress this year.
Is it really?
No.
I didn't know that. Why do you think that is?
Because they got nothing better to do.
You think so?
It's better than suicide, I guess.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue. I mean, it's because they've, you know, defined their lives by purpose and service, I would imagine. But a lot of it, you see the kind of veterans that end up running. Typically, it's not good. It's like Dan Crenshaw, who wouldn't have run if he didn't know he could use insider trading to make himself rich, for example.
Yeah, he definitely shouldn't have said that.
His words, not mine.
I know. He said it a million times.
Just to be clear, and he is an absolute cunt. And I don't stop asking me if I'll have him on the show to discuss it. I don't need to discuss anything with that man.
You wouldn't have him on?
Fuck no.
Just to go back and forth? Because wouldn't you love to hear his answer of that? Because
no.
I don't think he has answer for
it. No, there's no answer for that kind of statement. It betrays an underlying ideology that he's entitled to things and that his service is of value to him personally. That's not what service is, motherfucker. All right, that guy's a piece of shit as a human being.
I just think it would be fun to moderate it of the two of you guys going back and forth.
But
it would just be
a fucking argument. I don't have time for that shit. Not only do I not have time for it, I have no inclination to argue with somebody who thinks that way.
Well, I mean, I think with him, he's in the camp, and you correct me if I'm wrong, of the career politicians at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he'll have that slot forever, but it's one of those things where you have a small district, everybody wants to say, hey, dude, nobody knows the fuck-all town I live in, but you know Dan Crenshaw? Oh, yeah, the guy with the eye patch? Yeah, yeah, that's my guy. That's where I live. Oh, okay,
yeah,
great.
People love having a famous congressperson.
Yep. With AOC. I know I've said this before. AOC and like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Dude.
That's a tiny town in fucking Georgia. And it's like people just want to say.
They get talked about.
That's it.
You don't want to lose your like only little claim. It makes everyone in the district feel like a little powerful.
That's fucking pathetic.
Correct. But is it totally true? Yeah. It's totally true.
Are you asking me if it's wrong ethically or if you're.
Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah. But just in life, because what are your two options, right? Where do you live? Where are you from? And if it's, you know, fucking Po' Boy Sack, USA, it's like, man, I don't know Po' Boy Sack, USA. What's there? We got a Dairy Queen. There's an Olive Garden. Great. Those are everywhere. AOC is there. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I know. I kind of know where that's at. Like, everybody's down for that.
Who gives a fuck?
The AOC.
I do.
The AOC one.
I don't, but that most people do, where they're just like, great, I'll keep voting for this person.
The AOC one's especially dumb because everyone knows the Bronx. I guess maybe in the more locality, it makes Bronx people feel important.
The borough.
Compared to, like, Manhattan or something. You know what I mean? But, like, the Yankees play there. Like, wait, you're the Bronx. Like, you're fine.
Right.
Marjorie Taylor Greene makes perfect sense to me. Because I don't know where the fuck that is.
Matt from Tinder says if vets care so much about service, they can service these nuts.
Oh, that's funny.
I think that's a fair statement, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're out there and you're a veteran and you care so much about your community, go find Matt from Tinder and service his beanbag.
Yeah, Matt from Tinder.
Like, show some commitment for the first time in your fucking lives, you pieces of shit.
I have to imagine that there's a lot of Matts from Tinder. That's just a guess.
Yeah, but if you just search Matt from Tinder.
No, I'm kidding.
And you'll find him.
Yeah, you'll find him. But hey, regarding the AOC thing, so a bunch of you guys have sent me in these news articles that she won't debate the candidate who's running against her in her district. And to that, I'll just say, why would she? Why risk it? Same with the Fetterman thing. Why risk it? You're already going to win anyways.
Fetterman's not going to win.
No.
After today, and after today's show, actually, about some information that I'm going to release about him today, it might even get worse.
We'll see. Yeah. But with AOC, she's already won. There is no need for her to debate. Why risk it? Why do anything? Which is the same thing I said about Fetterman. Why agree to that? Why agree to that interview? All that other shit. You were winning. So why even bother at this point?
Well, I think he tried this. It's a pretty classic political stunt where if you're at a deficit in some way, right? whatever it happens to be, whether it's a physical limitation or the other guy's smarter or you've got some kind of shady shit in your path, whatever it happens to be, you lean into it and you message around it to severely lower expectations, right? The way that fucking Joe Biden did, mm-hmm. the way that Herschel Walker has done. Oh, I'm just a country boy. I don't know nothing, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, all right, cool, man. But you do that and then you show up and you perform even modestly adequately and you've won.
Yeah.
Like you've moved the goalpost from beating him to just being better than what everybody thought you were going to be, and that's a win for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's going
to
work.
And by the way, the Fetterman thing, they are going to televise, so we will get to watch that and
I think
see that
we
go
should,
down in
we
person.
We should live stream that one on fucking Patreon. What time is it?
I know it's at 8 o'clock. I think it's 8 o'clock on the 25th.
What is that,
Tuesday? A bunch of people tagged me in it. I believe so. Mm. What day is that? Next week?
October 25th. Yeah.
Shit, that's in 5 days. That's on
so
Tuesday.
So what, next Tuesday? Yeah.
Bro, I am all in. That'd be a blast. Holy shit. I just want to see this happen.
We'll have, let's see, as long as nothing comes up, I think we've got JP Sears on Patreon.
Oh, yeah,
at 2 p.m.
Yeah,
on Tuesday.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
That'll be fun as
JP's
well.
JP's rad, dude.
And then Logan Stark and Jericho Denman are going to be on at 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
So it's a good week.
But anyways, I love Logan. I haven't seen him in a while.
He jumped out of a hot air balloon.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's like one of the things I always wanted to do.
No shit?
Yeah, the Australian military, for some fucking reason, I have no idea why. So when you're an airborne unit, or if you're airborne qualified, and you jump out of somebody else's aircraft, or they're the one doing the jump master assignment from another country, you get their airborne wings, and it's one of your fucking... It's on your Class A uniform.
Oh, that's
right?
Cool.
So Australia has a hot air balloon jump. And if you get to do one, then you get a hot air balloon fucking...
like a badge?
Badge for your fucking Class A uniform. And I always wanted that goddamn thing. He didn't get one because this is just like fun jump, but
yeah,
still pissed me off.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask him about it when he's here. And then we'll ask him if he's ever bought anything from adamandeve.com. And use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout to get 50% off and free shipping. Are you shocked that Adam and Eve is on the show? Well, you shouldn't be. Matter of fact, we've had them on in the past. And what did they send us? 100? I think they sent us 100 dildos. Me and Matt did a thing called the Dildo Olympics back in the day. And those were a blast. Is that a sex doll there? That's a plastic one, though. That's not a rubber one, right?
Well,
Bob?
They have, you know... prices for everyone.
Oh, they do. That looks like a cheap one. How much is that?
This is what $340 gets you. Obviously, you know, you want the ultimate fantasy doll, Kitty.
Kitty's that's the high dollar one. How much is Kitty there?
Kitty is $3,000.
That's the one. Okay, so you can get that for $1,500 then, half off if you want that.
Yep.
Now, if you're just trying to buy some lube, some dildos, and other shit, like, dude, they 50% off. What I say about adamandeve.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 50% off and free shipping, is this. Choose wisely, like those that you can show on screen. You can't show the other shit. Yeah, show that one. What's this? What's the name of this?
The hose thong.
Oh, the hose thong. Okay, great. For all dem hoes.
Not for a working man, Ross.
For Springsteen. It's for the working man. What if Springsteen took off his fucking Levi's on stage and was wearing a hose thong? Be amazing, man. I'm working in a coal mine, and also I wear this hose thong every day to keep my package intact. What else we got on there? Fleshlights?
You don't think he's wearing lingerie under his fucking pants?
What if
now,
he
this
was
on the bottom right.
Years,
this
dude.
Is what I'm looking for right
what
here.
What do you got there? What is that? That
this
a tail?
A frisky
it's
fox.
It's a furry tail.
Oh, yeah. It's a butt plug.
Yeah, it's a butt plug that makes you look like you've got a fucking tail.
Yeah.
I've got a Sonic the Hedgehog one.
Do you really? That's fun. I like that.
Dan just sticks it in, throws some quarters on the floor, and starts rolling around.
But I make the noise.
Yeah, obviously.
Gigi's asking that. Wait, there's an A&E promo code. Yeah, there's a fucking promo code. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's Drinking Bros. 50% off and free shipping.
I will.
But it's one item. I want to stress this. It is one item only. So choose wisely. Bob, pop that up.
I think
look
they
at
do.
All the things that you can get. This is a hard choice.
I think they
pop
do
that. Yeah, just go home screen.
I think they do this particular deal on purpose because it makes you go through the entire site
Yeah,
and look at all their products.
This is a tough decision. It's kind of like as a kid when you finish at the dentist and you pick something out of the treasure box in the closet. It's a tough choice because you only get one item. But
especially if the box is full of butt plugs.
Yeah, look at that.
I don't know why the dentist has a whole box full of butt plugs in the lobby. But
oh, look at that. They partnered up with KY. All right. Shit.
I've partnered up with KY a number of times.
Yeah, sure have. Yeah. Look at
actually,
that.
Actually, I'm more of an Astroglide guy, to be honest.
Really? Oh, really?
That's too much.
Water-based Astroglide is better.
Okay.
I take it old school and just do olive oil.
Mm.
Now, what the Romans?
Not sea kelp.
Just like the Romans, dude. What were you asking, Giorgio?
What is this Adam Male sub-brand?
Not sure. I think it's for gay dudes.
Okay.
That's just a guess
Well,
there.
There
it is. Nailed it. Boy. Can we show that or no?
There's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's nothing. Yeah, it's just two men kissing.
What are you fucking show it? Now do you Seinfeld over here? Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, this was pop it up. There it is.
Okay, I have
so that's Adam Male. Yeah, so 50% off of gay sex toys. Promo code Drinking
Now
Bros.
That, the top left dildo is like 6.5 feet long. What the fuck? Oh, whoa, yeah, whoops, you want to be careful on that one.
We're leaving Adam anyway, whatever.
Yeah. But that's AdamandEve.com right there. That's what you're getting. You're getting fun stuff for men and women. And no judgment from any of us. Can if you want that 6 foot long dildo.
Search the phrase, search the word panel on there and see if anything pops up.
No, it doesn't. We made that
you
up.
You don't know that. Yes. No, we didn't make that up. Panel is a fucking.
No.
Search panel on Pornhub and there'll be like probably 60,000 to 80,000.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard
I'll do
that.
It right now.
I thought we made it up on the show.
No, dude. What the fuck
Look
is wrong
panel.
With you?
I got to know the answer to this. Panel? I've never heard it. I've never heard panel.
Yeah, Jessie's heard it.
You have, Jessie?
Every day of her life. There's 2,500 results on Pornhub for panel.
Wow, dude. No, I haven't.
Yeah, anal torture for BBW slave with giant ass and high heels.
Let's do a whole show where we just read the fucking titles.
Well, this is the best one. I like ass digging.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ass digging's nice. Do you cuff up the bottom of your jeans there? What do you do for that? Oh, is that that's ass digging right
this
there?
This is ass digging.
Is that a woman at least?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. She's like wearing a... Oh, that's... Whoa. Oh, my God.
That's the whole fist in there.
Your hand should not go into your asshole that
my
easily.
My God. That is full screen in front of our faces right there. Look at... I mean, she doesn't break character or eye contact or whatever.
I don't... Ooh,
it's just another day at the JOB for
I'm
her.
Not sure this is a character. She's got hairy legs.
Oh, boy.
She's wrist deep.
My wow. Man. Georgia, have you ever seen something like that?
Yes. How do her organs stay in her body?
Not sure. But you can get that lube at AdamandEve.com. Promo code Drinking Bros.
You expect her to pull out a fucking lung at some point.
Yeesh, yeah, or her lower intestines. My God, man.
I just feel like I'm at a 19th century circus.
At least it's a fucking girl this time.
Yeah, true. Don't need to see it.
Oh, it's prolapsed.
Don't need to see it that wide open. Man, this is with arms wide open. Oh boy. Yep. Go ahead and take that off the screen, Bob.
She's elbow deep, Vince Carter.
Sure is, dude. That is a Vince Carter dunk.
This one time at church camp.
Oh. Narrate this is Morgan Freeman.
I mean, what is she trying to read?
There we go.
Did she lose her fucking keys in here? What's going on?
Oh, Landy Dufresne.
Sometimes this is the easier way to check your molars.
Yeah, we know you can. We know you can see everything. We don't.
Oh boy, that's called a gaper in the biz. That is a huge hole there.
Autofocus really letting her down.
Ah, we're all good on this, Bob.
It's just the keys are like stuck.
Nope.
For any,
I don't think I've seen Delco laugh this hard. For any smile that big.
For any government employee that's being forced to watch this show to track all the weird shit I am saying. You're welcome. Just know that we're thinking about you right now.
Boy.
She's just got lube in a little Tupperware container over
there, too. Yeah, she's used to it. This isn't her first time, sure.
I've got a fucking plane to catch. Can we get on with the fucking show now?
Oh, you sure do. Next up, climate alarmists need to shut the fuck up. There are many studies out there warning people that climate change could lead to the end of our world. We hear these insane apocalyptic ideas every day, but researchers at the University of Boulder up in Colorado, look at that, have a simple message for scientists who focus on the most dire effects on global warming. And it's chill out, brother. Would you expect anything more on people from Boulder?
I'm not a fan of the pun.
I am.
To be honest. Like, I like the message.
I am.
One of the points they make in this study is that... the we'll read it. So the more likely outcomes from most climate change models fall somewhere in like a very moderate change, and the scientists classified them in this study as not good, but also not extremely bad, which means who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah.
quote, we shouldn't overstate or understate our climate future, says CU Boulder assistant professor Matt Burgess, a fellow at some organization nobody cares about. people need to think in terms of graduations, not absolutes. Yes, we need to be aware of the extremes like climate solutions that get us to net zero before mid-century, or on the flip side, global catastrophes. But it's what's in the middle that is more likely and it deserves more research. Right now, not as many climate models focus enough attention on middle scenarios. The SSP2-3.4 scenario, which might be one of the most plausible emission scenarios, wasn't featured at all in the IPCC's latest impacts and physical science reports. That should probably change. So the most likely scenario is that we have some kind of gradual warming, just like has happened in every warming period in the history of the planet, and there will be a cooling period after it.
Yeah.
This just shows how crazy the climate cult has gotten.
Which, by the way, I think historically, I could be wrong, but just from the back of my mind, historically, the cooling periods tend to be a lot deadlier.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Alex Epstein, when he talks about in his book Fossil Future, it is not heat that kills people. It is cold that kills people. It's why we need fucking energy.
Yep.
And not fucking pipe dream bullshit. But it shows you how crazy the climate cult's gotten, that even researchers who benefit from the grants they get from these alarmist crazy people are saying maybe calm down on all the propaganda bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's look, we've said this a million times on the show. What is it? It warms up 1.5 degrees per 100 years. Like, I think we're fine, and we're not going to be around for it. So therefore, I don't really care. You know, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, with the last ice age, by the way, was 11,000. It ended 11,000 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah,
there have been like mini cooling periods though throughout what you would call like actual human civilization, and those tended to bring on like drought and famine and stuff like that. More so famine than anything. Really fucks up the crops when it's cooler. The growing period is shorter. Stuff like that.
Yeah, but now we've got the technology, provided we continue to use energy efficiently, to overcome that relatively easily. Like hydroponic labs and stuff like that. We can grow and like we're literally paying people not to grow corn right now.
Yeah.
It's just fucking everybody fucking relax.
Well, you know that's not going to happen.
But like,
right?
How much of our domestic and foreign policy over the past 5 years, especially, has been centered around green energy?
Oh, a ton.
I mean, it's fucking crazy. Yeah. So if you look at this as a parallel to the general shit we talked about before, the wars aren't necessary. They're not accomplishing anything. All that's happening is that people are making fucking money, like Solyndra. I would love to know who owned that company and what happened to all the money they got, the billions of dollars they got from the Obama administration, because it just evaporated and that company went out of business.
Gone, yeah. Gone.
That money is somewhere. It got spent. It's in somebody's fucking bank account.
Yeah.
And that's all that's happening here.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Shout out to Travis Adams, who gave us a hundo for drugs and booze. Peace, YouTube. So
sweet. I just bought a bunch of drugs yesterday. So that's,
congratulations.
That's nice.
Congratulations. That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Loading up for the live show on for the midterm elections on November 8th. By the way, love the hoodie. Drinking Bros store is open. I got the tee on here. I got the snapback. You've got that hoodie. That Sport Tech hoodie is my favorite, dude. I think I bought like 5 or 6 of them.
I'm really glad that it's getting
cooler again.
But it's going to be, I think it's going to be warm again this weekend and next week, but then it's going to start to cool down maybe.
Yeah, today was one of those weird days because I was wearing that exact one. It's out in the car now, but today's one of those weird days in Texas where you wake up and it's like 50 and then I think it's 86 today or something like that.
I think it's going to be high 80s, low 90s over the weekend, and then it goes back into the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah, pop up the store, Bob. We got hoodies in there, long sleeves, all the fun stuff. Stocked to the fucking brim, dude, at drinkingbros.com. Just click on the store. Bunch of glassware, flags, all that stuff. It is available right now. And best yet, the money goes to us, no one else. It's not going to climate change. Definitely not going to climate change.
No, if anything, we're making it worse.
Probably, right? Hopefully.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Anytime, if I knew a direct way to add carbon to the fucking atmosphere, I would do it every day. Just like, fuck you, man. Don't try to tell me what to do.
You leave your car on for a half hour in the driveway before you leave?
I usually leave it on in the garage for half an hour.
Yeah.
And I sit in there with it, but nothing ever happens.
No.
I've been trying to do that. Maybe I'm immune to carbon monoxide.
You're just huffing it, dude?
Yeah.
You're just huffing the whole time? Just
wrap your lips around the fucking pipe.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. That's what Hunter did. That's what Hunter Biden did. Next up, CDC should be abolished. CDC panel unanimously voted Wednesday to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the recommended childhood schedule. Now, this one, man, a lot of people are leaving California for this one in particular because they're making kids get it.
For no fucking reason.
Right. The decision from the agency's advisory committee would add the COVID-19 shot to the public health agency's vaccine for children program. 15 voting members of mostly scientific or medical expert backgrounds make up the panel and are responsible for making vaccine recommendations. All of the panelists are chosen by the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which is fun, after an application and nomination process. What do you think that's like? What do you think that application and nomination process
is? I think the application is, does this person support the administration's agenda? Sure, then they can be an expert.
Correct. I think that's the only question that's on there, right?
Maybe they ask them if they're trans.
Maybe.
Because that's a leg up.
Yeah, it sure is. Third leg up. Nailed it. The mortality rates for this age for COVID is about 0.1% here. And this one, no lie, man, a lot of people that are getting out of California for this from a lot of parents. There is some places, schools that are making this mandatory. One of them may or may not have been a guest on the show a few weeks ago, and he told me about like off air, and I was like, oh shit, are you fucking kidding me?
So the fucking, by the way, the instances of adverse reaction to the vaccine are higher than the mortality rate for COVID for children of that age, particularly young men from 12 to 18. Like the risk of myocarditis is extremely high for those kids.
Mm-hmm. So,
if you live in a state, I mean, look, all the CDC panel can do is give guidelines for what states should do according to them. So if you live in a state that's going to require this, you need to fucking move now, because starting next school year, this is going to be part of it. Like, no shit.
Is it a state by state basis?
Yes.
Okay.
So the federal government can't legally require this, as they found out last year when they tried to force vaccinate everybody and it got thrown out in the courts.
So that's what he was telling me at dinner, and they were kind of getting ahead of it, right? Because he said this was definitely going to go through, because let's face it, it's California, right? And if the same guys that we think are going to win end up winning here in less than 2 weeks, this will go into effect while they're in office. So yeah, like if you're Gavin Newsom will pass this 10 seconds, dude. The kids will be getting shots.
But what it really is,
money.
Is money, right? The CDC is setting up the logistical table for the U.S. to continue purchasing billions of dollars a year worth of useless vaccines from these corrupt
Pfizer's to go to kids. Yeah,
that's it. That's all it is.
It's only going to get worse here. Next up, Fetterman's got a doctor note. Got a little doctor note that says he's fine. Kids, you can't make this shit up. John Fetterman's doctor, Dr. Clifford Chen, at University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, said in a medical report released on Wednesday that the U.S. Senate candidate is, quote, recovering well from his stroke and his health has continued to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fine then. No other questions, right?
Yeah, we've talked about this doctor's note a few times in just the past few weeks, and Fetterman mentioned it as a source of his mental fitness in that interview he did that's being criticized now. Chen continued, his doctor said that, while his speech is normal, there are, quote, occasional words he will miss, which seems like he doesn't hear the word, but it's actually not processed properly. His hearing of sound, such as music, is not affected, so that's good. He can still listen to fucking beats by on his beats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever the
fuck. He can listen to the new Future album.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they would, say,
Taylor Swift.
Would say that.
Well, T. Swift's album's dropping in 2 days. Maybe that's what he's concerned about.
His communication is significantly improved compared to his first visit, assisted by speech therapy, which he has attended on a regular basis since the stroke. Now, here comes the weird part.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you can look on places like opensecrets.org and see who individuals and companies give money to in political campaigns and who politicians take money from.
Right? Okay, so did this doctor, did he give any money to a candidate?
Yeah, so he's given like about $1,300 to Fetterman's campaign specifically.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Then he made over the last year. He's given about $1,300. The records also show that Chen made a number of donations to other Democratic National Committee or other Democrats, including the DNC, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Mark Kelly in Arizona, who's Gabby Gifford's husband, Raphael Warnock, who's a fucking lunatic, John Ozoff, who's a fucking lunatic.
He's Georgia as well.
Val Demings in Florida, all Democrats. So in total, he's donated about $3,000. To candidates or committee in the past year. Seems legit, John.
Yeah, I think
you paid
fine,
a fucking
John.
A Democratic donor to write you a fucking letter.
I mean, it's fucking
what
insane.
What the fuck, man? Jesus Christ. I mean, that's, look, even if it is true the what this doctor said, which is unlikely in my opinion, because look at everything, every other institution and that's going out right now, the military, industrial complex, the intelligence community, the fucking CDC, they're all lying and taking money for the lies they're telling. Why isn't this guy doing it too?
Yeah.
But even if he's not doing that, Fetterman and his campaign staff have to know that you can't use a guy who's fucking donating to your campaign for your fucking doctor.
Right. And the other part about this is like NBC and those guys asked for the medical records over and over and over again, mm-hmm. and they haven't gotten anything except for this letter from the doctor. Now, clearly there is medical records that exist somewhere.
Yeah.
They obviously say something or else you just give them up. You just be like, all right, great. Here's what my health status is. Who gives a shit?
Even worse than that. So what I was referring to earlier is I don't think there's any way Fetterman wins this election because of this kind of stuff, because of that debate that's coming up on Tuesday next week. And then if you want to check out this photograph of him meeting the president. I think this is this morning or is this yesterday?
This is this morning.
Is this morning?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So on the left, you'll see Fetterman, and on the right, you'll see Fetterman, right? Corporate wants you to find the difference between these two pictures.
Yeah.
Look at that fucking troll.
It's crazy.
Holy shit. And if you look on Drinker Bro's Instagram page, you'll see the giant fucking hump on his neck.
Yeah, I didn't even even know about.
He's got a fucking vestigial twin.
Yeah.
Growing on the side of his neck, man.
What's weird is like, what is that guy slanging? Because his wife is attractive. And that's kind of shocking.
He's slinging his parents' fucking insurance company money.
Oh, that's
They're
right.
He's rich,
that's
and he's right. got a fucking Ivy League education.
God,
come on.
Damn it, man. Money can buy anything. Pop up that pic on DB Instagram. There you go.
Yeah, look at that. Oh.
Whoopsies.
Neck's pregnant. You should stop taking ear cream pies, you fucking land troll piece of shit. This fucking guy.
Whoever did this, by the way, is a genius. Yeah. I saw it somewhere in Drinking Bros, one of the private Facebook groups. It's so fucking funny, dude. Holy shit. This whole thing. This is probably, would you say this and Walker are the most interesting ones that we have coming up here?
But it's a pretty iron law in American politics that ugly, fucked up looking people don't get elected to federal office.
Usually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, speaking of people that are mentally unfit, the Democrats are in big trouble right now and they know it. So Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama are going out on campaign blitzes.
Correct.
For the next 2 weeks until the election, 19 and 20 events respectively between them. Man, if you've got to reach back into the fucking deck of cards for those two humps,
yeah,
Jesus Christ, That it's, I mean, that's not great. Well, by the way, it should be the president of the United States doing that stuff.
Well, so
like typically he's the one who goes around and fucking campaigns with people.
He showed up for Fetterman today and,
well, he can only do the one though.
Right. Because he's too fucking old to shuttle around the country like that. But it's strange to see this late because all these last minute announcements keep popping up. And you're like, all right, cool. And this will lead us into the next story about Stacey Abrams. You guys have sent us this video clip a million times, how she says abortions will actually help the recession that we're going through and inflation, right?
This is a modest proposal. That's what it is. If you're not familiar, a young man named Jonathan Swift during the Great Potato Famine in Ireland, he's the guy that wrote Gulliver's Travels, among many other works. Wrote this short story called A Modest Proposal. And basically it was him telling the community to, because of the potato famine, have one kid to replace yourself and then start eating the subsequent children.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's essentially the story.
It's an efficient way to groom me. It's also Freakonomics.
Yeah,
That was the big thesis of Freakonomics, right? Abortion curbed the crime rate.
Mm. Yeah. Play this clip on Twitter, by the way. Everybody's circulating this right now, and this will feed into what we were just talking about earlier. So
this is why, by the way, if you're going to get involved in public speaking and politics, it's why it's... I understand that combing through a lot of old literature and stuff is tedious, but it's important to know these things so you don't say stupid shit like this in public.
Yeah. But she, forever has said stupid shit like this.
Yeah, she's a moron.
And she's beloved by the Democratic Party. I don't really understand why. Today's endorsement, by the way, for her was Oprah Winfrey. And this was literally right after this fucking interview. Go ahead and play it.
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. And so it's important for us to have both and conversations. We don't have the luxury of reducing it or separating them out, but we also have to talk about what a governor can do.
Oh, boy. You know, no surprise that the word China is on screen when she's saying that, because this sounds exactly like their one-child male-only policy.
It is, yeah.
What the fuck, man? Like, if you don't understand what's happening here from these leftists where you're being swept up into this weird-ass fucking death cult where death is somehow the salute. Look, I don't give a fuck if people have abortions. It's none of my fucking business, right, in my opinion. But this shit is fucking stupid. Like, this isn't about body autonomy. This is about somebody saying we're better off killing kids so they never exist than we are fucking just dealing with the consequences of our own motherfucking actions.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying. Yeah. Yeah. And she wants the state to be in charge of this stuff. That's the fucking critical part.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And by the way, as far as these celebrity endorsements go, you can see how much they really care about a candidate. So Oprah did it on Zoom. It was a virtual thing. Paul Rudd is doing one right now. For Fetterman, I believe. I'm not kidding, Bob. If you can fact check me on that, I believe it was Paul Rudd who was doing the virtual meet and greet with an endorsement for Fetterman today, which is strange to me. Like, you're Paul Rudd. You're beloved by everybody. Why get involved in any of this
and
shit?
And he's from Kansas City, so I don't know why he would give a fuck about Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, pop it up on screen, because this is the thing that I got. So Dan and I get emailed this shit all the time. So I'm with you, man. And it's Paul Rudd. And then Fetterman had a tweet that says, oh my God, I can't believe I get to hang out with Paul Rudd.
It's
a virtual event. So
is Paul Rudd like Bon Jovi on 30 Rock? Is he just like the Democrats artist in residence this month?
I don't know, but what a strange pairing that the people of Pennsylvania would be pining for Paul Rudd's, you know, like knowledge of politics. Like, man. You know what would make me vote for Fetterman? If Paul Rudd said it was cool, like, I think I'd be in on that issue. What the fuck, dude? Anybody doing these virtual shit, could you not show up, Paul? What were you doing today that you just couldn't fly to Pennsylvania? Fetterman would want to hang out with you. He'd want to hang out with anybody. He's hanging out with Biden today. You could have met Biden. You could have done the whole thing if you wanted to.
Maybe he knows he's about to lose, and he's just trying to star fuck as much as possible before he becomes irrelevant.
I guess, but like, let's say he does lose. What does this guy do after this? He doesn't work for his parents again.
Is the company
still around?
I don't know.
The insurance company? Yeah, it's fucking bizarre. But yeah, Paul Rudd, if you were wondering where his allegiance lies, it's with Fetterman. And thank God, you know, Paul Rudd's a union guy, right? Yeah, he is, actually. Screen Actors Guild.
I don't know or care what Paul Rudd has to say about politics.
I do, damn it.
He's
likable.
Talk about buttholes and stuff. Say funny things or shut your fucking mouth, Paul.
Next up, DeSantis is protecting children. The Florida State Board of Education adopted new rules on Wednesday, which include revoking or suspending the license from teachers who teach K through 3 students about gender or sexuality. Thank fucking Christ. The board unanimously voted to amend their principles of professional conduct for the education profession to penalize teachers for teaching about sexual orientation or gender identity in grades kindergarten through third grade. The language stated teachers shall not intentionally provide classroom instruction to students in kindergarten through grade 3 on sexual orientation or gender identity. Florida educators shall comply with the following disciplinary principles. Violation of any of these principles shall subject the individual to revocation or suspension of the individual educator certificate or other penalties as provided by the law. I haven't heard a word about this, by the way. At the K through 3, anybody who would come out against this, those are the ones you should be worried about.
Yeah, you. Anybody that is anybody that's trying to have a private conversation with your child about gender and sexuality, right, and specifically trying to keep that conversation private from you, beyond just having that conversation in the first place, which is a red flag. Mm-hmm. But if they're trying to keep it secret, that person is a groomer.
Yeah.
And they need to be annihilated from the planet. They need to be removed from this earth. Plucked out of their little fucking safety and comfort and safe space and thrown into fucking space.
Yeah, this seems like a pretty simple one to me. I want to go back to what we were talking about earlier, too, with this Val Demings here. So she's running against DeSantis in that race. And I keep getting emails.
She's like agriculture...
Yeah,
secretary or some bullshit. Yeah. Is that her? No, that's not her. She lost. It's the other lady.
But I keep getting emails, and I don't know if you do, about Val Demings and support for Val Demings and everything else. She didn't have a fucking prayer against DeSantis. Nobody does at this point. Nobody's got a fucking prayer against this guy. So why? Why dump all your money there? It doesn't make any sense. You're not beating DeSantis down there.
I don't know. I mean, they're just trying to rough him up a little bit and make it harder for him.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, they're going to run somebody.
Yeah, but I would spend the money elsewhere because you can, when you have it, you can send it to other places. Like, this is a no-brainer to me.
So this is part of the Don't Say Gay bill.
Right? Oh, it is. Okay. Gotcha.
And it doesn't criminalize the behavior, but it does mean that if you engage in that behavior, then you immediately lose your teaching license permanently in Florida. Now, this is a really important thing to understand. This is the same as the fucking Supreme Court returning abortion back to the states. This is the state governor's right and the state legislature's right to decide how they educate the kids in that state, right? It's the 9th and 10th Amendment return that right to the states. So if you're out there and you're worried about the kind of shit that your kids are being exposed to, like unnecessary vaccines, for example, or harmful vaccines, or people trying to teach your kids that because they like the color pink, they should cut their fucking dick off. You know what I mean? You have to go to states and support people like this. Like, whatever ass ache comes with it, get all your shit in the back of a truck like the Beverly fucking Hillbillies and drive the fuck out of California to a place that makes sense.
Yeah. Florida's getting packed right now. A lot of people going to Florida. But yeah, it's a crazy one, man. Or is she up against Rubio?
She might be running for Senate. I don't know. I feel
like she's always fucking running.
She's running for Senate.
Yeah, so she's up against Rubio. Okay.
The person running against DeSantis is a white lady who's the Florida Agriculture Commissioner or some shit like
that. Gotcha. So Demings is up against Rubio. Oh, it's that Chris guy who's up against DeSantis.
Yeah.
That fucking, he looks like a fucking shaved, lubed up dick, doesn't he?
Yeah. No, he does.
He's trailing by like double digits, basically. Yeah,
so is Val Demings.
He's also like taking double digits and penises up his butthole.
There you go. Nailed it. Nailed it. It's taking a 10-incher up there. Not a shot on this one. D'Anthony, I know you got a flight to catch to D.C. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. There's one last thing here.
So you got another one?
There was this World War II veteran who's still alive somehow. He's 98 years old. His name's Joe Venuto.
Yeah.
And he's lived in Florida for like in the same house for 35 years. It got wiped out by this hurricane. And I've been trying to find, I've read every article I can find about it. And it's basically him just saying, ah, whatever, we'll figure it out.
Right.
But, you know, people are trying to help him. And I don't think he's, I'm not sure what's going on with the family or anything, or if they're capable of putting some kind of crowdfunding thing together. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. So I'm crowdsourcing this information. Somebody find out how we can help this dude.
Okay. But you know what's funny, man? Like, tough old bastards like that, they don't really want help, you know?
He'll build his house back with his bare fucking hands, oh, probably. Yeah. He's 98 years old.
Yeah, dude. But if you have any info on him, send it into the show. In the meantime, again, I know you got to go and you got a flight, but we have a listener here who brought us, what is it, an 18-year-old bottle of Jameson? Is he back there? Can't see behind the monitor over there. Yeah. Come on up. Come on up, sir. His only request was, don't drink it. And I made fun of you after you left that day when you were like, hey, dude, I brought you this bottle of booze. It's very nice. It's 18 years old. And don't drink it. And I said, we wouldn't. It's up there. Do you want to grab it for us?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll have it. Can you reach up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that short.
I don't know. I'm sitting in a chair. You know, I don't know how tall people are. That's a nice box of Jameson. I don't believe I've had this, by the way. No, I've had a lot of Jameson in my life, but I don't know if I've had the 18-year bottle. What does that run for, you think? Well, you bought it, right?
Yeah.
Did you get it off the back of a truck?
It was like $190.
Fuck you. Are you serious?
All right, yeah.
God damn, dude. Thanks, buddy.
It's my favorite bottle, so.
It's your favorite bottle? We appreciate it, man. So I said, hey, we'll wait and we'll have a shot of this on air together. That's nice. Comes in a wooden box and everything.
Sure.
Shit, dude. Let's go. Yeah, me and Matt used to drink a ton of Jameson back in the day. He never brought that type of shit, though. Before that Black Rifle Coffee money, though, dog. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure he's got cases of it sitting around the house now. That is a nice bottle. Does that slide out up there? Woo! Look at that. That is nice, dude. Cheers. Look at this, dude. Thanks, buddy. Put the mic in front of your mouth hole there. There you go. Anybody you want to give Drinking Brother Week to?
Give it to the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to the wife. She's watching our 11-month-old right now while I'm here.
That's right. So last time you were here,
right,
she had some shit to do, and she's like, hey, bro, you got to get home and watch the baby.
Yeah.
I understand.
Had a rough day, so I had to go play dad for a little bit, but she's covering while I'm here with y'all. So.
All right.
Well, yeah, cheers, man. Definitely got to give it to her.
We have a knife, actually.
I got a key.
We got a Kershaw knife somewhere. Grab that Kershaw right there. Boom.
I can go.
It's right in front of the pen. My nails aren't, I don't have any. I don't have any nails whatsoever here. Yeah, dude. I typically have a knife on me. I don't have it right now. I was at the gym earlier today. Giorgio, can you pop this open? You got actually, a fucking pen top probably do it. Right?
Look. I'll go get my gun. We'll shoot it off.
Yeah, let's just shoot it off, dude.
Yeah.
Let's just shoot it off. Pork that thing off for us. where do you live?
Mancheck.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. How far is that from here?
10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That shows you how much I know about our state and surrounding cities. By the way, I was the same in Los Angeles where people were like, oh, hey, have you been to what? I was like, no. If it's not within like 20 miles of me, typically I'm just working all day or in a studio. Yeah. So it's like,
So I'm from San Pedro originally.
What's that?
I'm from San Pedro.
Originally. Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What brought you to Texas?
All the shit that Dan was just talking about.
Yeah.
So, I left California in like 2018.
Okay.
When I joined the military, and there was no way in hell I was going back. So when I got out, the wife and I packed everything up and moved out here.
What'd you do in the military?
I was an aviation ordnance man in the Navy. So built bombs.
Yeah.
Loaded them. Yeah. It was a good time.
And you were like, dude, I'm fucking out of here?
I mean, we're not really dropping a whole lot of bombs on anybody anymore, so wasn't a whole lot of opportunity to do our job.
It's
a lot
shame,
of sitting around.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a shame.
Right, yeah.
Because you build these beautiful bombs,
right.
And then I'm sure you guys are staring at them all day, and you're like, man, this would be great in the center of Iran.
Yeah, yeah, right on some fucking house.
Yeah,
fuck it, you know?
Just,
yeah.
I want to see shit go
right.
off.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Is it rude to drink it straight out of the bottle?
I don't care.
Okay, great.
Don't
you
bother
know
me.
Us in here, dude. We're fucking dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real nice, friend.
Yeah.
Man. Woo. That's real nice. Damn it, dude. Sipping whiskey, friend. That's requires no ice. No nothing,
nope.
Dude. Look at that. Damn.
Yeah. That's a
great
good one.
Shit. Thank you for bringing it, man. How long have you been listening to the
show? Day one, man.
Day one, homie?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Actually, I came out and met y'all at the Drinking Bros meetup in 2018 in LA.
Oh, yeah.
That was right before I left California.
Were you at that live show?
I was not at the live show.
Okay.
No, I drove up. So I was living down in Orange County. So it was like a fucking hour and a half drive.
Yeah.
Just to get there. So
yeah.
Yeah, we stayed that one night and then had to go back.
We did a live show from a VA in Hollywood, actually.
Yeah.
And fuck, that was a wild night.
I listened to it. Yeah, it was.
That was a
I definitely
wild
got,
night, dude.
Yeah.
People were fucking rocked, man.
I was pretty pissed. I missed it.
It was a fun time, man. Because we ended up drinking with those guys for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it went on to like 4 a.m. Eventually, they had to get us out of there. And I think the cops came. And they were just like, this is out of control. But it was
for
a blast.
Sure. Yeah.
I think Jared had a keyboard. And was playing songs and shit. It was his birthday.
Right.
And we got
yeah.
super fucking trashed that night. It was a blast.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Fun times.
Yeah, the dudes, Alex Scarletos and the rest of those guys were there too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he's running right now.
Yeah.
Scarletos is running. And it's, I think he's, the last polls I saw, I think he's up by a point up there.
Shit.
Yeah, they fucking sent out they're trying to attack him.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy. It's hard to find like negative shit against him. You know what they found?
What?
A Drinking Bros episode. So they wrote this article. Bob, pull up Alex Scarletos, Drinking Bros, Congress. I think those keywords will do it. And they brought up an episode from, I think it was 2018, actually.
Yeah.
And where he talked about, we were talking about sex and choking some girls or something like that. Like it was something pretty funny. It's in a local newspaper there in Oregon. If you click on news, that'll probably give you the most recent at the top of the page. That's it. Yeah. Put this on screen here. Oregon congressional candidate Alex Scarletos joked about choking woman. And it's the two of us doing a show. And the hilarious thing was, is like, so this show, way before he got into politics and everything else, he was doing promotion for the movie. The Train to Paris movie.
Yeah, the Clint Eastwood one, right?
Yeah. So we had the whole cast on why they only focused on that one sentence. Well, that's politics, obviously, but it was a nice shout out for Drinking Bros. We definitely appreciate it. Alec, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Alec, but I came after you for that. But know that we got a good chuckle out of it. But he's like one of the nicest guys of all time. And if that's the only thing you could find on Alec, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
for sure.
it's Oregon, right? Yeah. Which is always super liberal state, but it'd be cool if he won.
I think all the other good shit that he's done outweighs.
So do I.
You know,
so do I.
A podcast where he.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking ridiculous.
For sure.
But it's rad. I'll take one more swig of that
before
we get off the air there. I appreciate it, man. Cheers, brother. Cheers.
Cheers.
I also want to show people that I'll just drink right after other people, fully trusting who you are as a person.
For sure.
Because I don't know what you have. You ever had anything?
I got a cold right now. That's about it.
Do you really?
Minor. I think it's actually allergies.
You fucking dick.
No, I've had it for about I've had it for about 4 weeks. I think it's that fucking cedar fever or whatever.
Ragweed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that on the news here. So Dan's got sinus issues.
Yeah.
They always say it on the show. People are like, "Hey man, is Dan doing coke or something?" It's like, no. When we moved here, his sinuses got really bad. So he's got that thing in his lungs for what is it? The burn pits.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like he'll clear his throat and things like that.
For sure.
He's got lung damage. But the sniffling is from this goddamn ragweed or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what it was. And they post it on the news. So on our local news, every day they'll give you the temperature and then whatever allergies are in the air. Oh. And I keep seeing the fucking ragweed thing. And I'm like, I don't get any of that shit. I don't really know why. And I'm not allergic to like poison ivy either, which is a fun fact about me that nobody knows. But I don't have any of that. But everybody else does. Like my wife went down with it. Everybody else goes down with it. But I feel like it's one of those things. If you live in Texas for like 2 years, then you're fine after that.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll see, dude.
Let's hope.
We'll see. How old's the new baby?
11 months, actually, yesterday.
Oh, cheers, man.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for one? You taking her to Disneyland? I'm joking. Space Mountain?
No. We're going to go back to the wife's parents and have a little party with her cousin who's 10 days older.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah, a little combo birthday party. We actually both moved out here at the same time.
Oh,
so
all right.
So, her brother is down there in Kyle.
Okay.
Yeah. And then... and then we're up here in Manchester, so we're all going back to Cali. All
right.
Just like B.I.G.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, hopefully not like B.I.G. He got shot when he went there. That was his last time there.
Right.
Not only did he go back, but he stayed back in Cali right. forever.
For sure.
I used to drive by that intersection all the time. We would play a Biggie song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's right in the middle of Hollywood. It's right in Wilshire. Yeah. Start drinking this, dude. You start talking about weird shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, hey, dude. Remember that one time, man? Same with Tupac. I know where Tupac died in Vegas.
Yeah.
Every time you pass by Tropicana, you're like, oh, fuck. This is where it was, man.
Yeah.
R.I.P., dude.
Right.
R.I.P.
That dude was a fucking legend.
Sure was.
Still is.
Still is.
For sure.
Still is. Young rappers shit on him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, none of your shit can hold up to Tupac.
No. Can't hold a candle to it.
I don't know what Biggie would have done, though. He had, what, two albums? And then that was kind of it. Tupac dropped like 90.
Yeah.
After he died.
No, Tupac put out a lot more.
Tons.
Than Biggie did.
Tons.
For sure.
And I know why. He had a six album deal left in his contract, and he wanted out of Death Row. So what he did was he fucking camped out inside the studio, and his work ethic is relentless.
Yeah.
He just fucking pumped out albums, and he was like, I'm done. Yeah, I'm all done with the contract.
He was tied to Shug.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted out of that.
He wanted out of the deal, and he goes, great, I'll give you this fucking six albums, and we'll pump these things out.
Right.
And then after he did it, yeah.
I actually just learned about that yesterday on the Time Suck with Dan Cummins.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
He was covering the Bloods and the Crips.
An old school homie of mine.
For sure, yeah.
And love Time Suck.
Yeah.
It's great. What did he say about it?
Basically, that same thing that you were saying is that he was tied to Shug, and he wanted the fuck out. So he... just
that's a true story.
Blasted out as much as he could and tried to get out, and then when he was killed, it was retaliation for somebody they had jumped earlier or something like that.
Yeah.
So
at the, because it was after the Tyson fight in Vegas.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And the other weird part about that was so here's who told me that story was Eddie Griffin. You know the comedian Eddie Griffin. I did a movie with him, and he said. Because I was asking him, he used to do those sketches. Mm-hmm. Remember all those old rap albums? There were sketches in between songs.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of that stupid shit. I just want to hear the music. But I was like, hey, dude, I used to hear on these sketches on the old rap albums or whatever. And I was like, what was it like? And he was there for that. So he goes, dude, I had to, you know, kind of live in the studio with him. And then whenever he wanted a sketch, he would just have us come up, and he's like, we were basically just on call in front of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, how was it? You know, was it fucking crazy or whatever? And he goes, no, man, he was fucking yelling at people all the time. And I was like, why? And he goes, he took it so seriously. He'd be like, hey, dude, if you're not here to work and if you're here to fucking party and not contribute anything to an album, get the fuck out of here. So he goes, dude, he ran a pretty tight ship and he was dead set on pumping out these albums. And if you weren't there to contribute or help, he was like, get the fuck out of here. And he goes, the guy would stay up and sleep like maybe 2-3 hours a night, just keep going and going and going and going. And he was like, it was wild, man. And it was like cognac and weed and all this shit. And he goes, shit. The guy was unstoppable.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he goes, we got paid well. We were there to work and that was it. And he grinded it out and got the fuck out of there.
Good.
But then.
Right.
Obviously didn't make it out of life. So
not much longer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, dude, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, man. Appreciate
the whiskey, man. Cheers. And congrats on the baby.
Thank you. Friend. You too.
Yeah, dude. I'm in the same boat.
For sure.
I'm in the same boat. Maybe I'll see
you
at Treaty Oak running around having the kids throw dirt on each other and
there
shit.
There we go. Let's do it.
Yeah, we took when Ross Patterson Revolution listeners were here, when the Nooners were here.
Yeah.
We all went out to dinner at Treaty Oak down there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck shit up.
Nice. It was
fun. It was nice. Fun. Thanks for listening, kids. Again, go to Patreon for the video episodes. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on there for the video episodes. All the shows from our network, half of the videos will be on there. Half will remain for free. We understand that it's people are going through some tough times. Audio will always be free forever. We won't be behind a paywall or anything like that. It's just the video, man, to keep up this level of production, which we love, and our crew, which we love. We had to go to Patreon. Got zero help from YouTube, and you know, Dan's on a watch list. So what are you gonna do? For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water